Joining me now is one of the most electrifying acts in music. They've built a name for themselves, blending indigenous sounds, electronic beats, and storytelling in a really powerful way. Three-time Juno Award winners, The Hallucination. Thank you guys both for being here. I'm excited for this interview. I love your music. Absolutely love your music. And I'm very excited for this upcoming concert. So thank you so much. Touching on the music, just to start off, it's really heavily influenced by your indigenous identity and culture, which is super refreshing to hear. How does that guide your sound when you're performing and writing?
In, I guess, every way, really. You know, I think Tim and I were both raised pretty close to our culture. And that's, I think, a guiding thing through everything we do in life, not just the music. So it was just natural to have that as part of our of what we do.
Yeah, and the cool thing about us, and because we come from the same community, like our families are like grew up with each other as well. Although like I've never really like hung out with Bear until, you know, just about a year or two before me and Bear got together and started doing this thing. There's just like this like synergy, and like there's a lot of things that we don't have to check with each other on, or we check each other on. Like it's just like a natural, yeah, like a synergy between us, a sync, as like we're in sync almost. Having that, our culture and stuff, as our backbone, it's been really cool to move forward and like and everything that we do in like meaningful ways, all that jazz.
Yeah, and you touched on the synergy, and it really shows on stage, I think, between the two of you, just that synergy between you and a lot of the audience as well. They can connect with you. They can see that there's another Indigenous person in that spotlight, which I think comes across really well. And touching on that, I mean, why is it important for you to bring, when you're doing these shows, bring Indigenous languages and some of the sounds and some of the messages? If nobody's seen your concert, you bring a lot of that to your shows. Why is it important to bring that kind of to the mainstream side of the music scene?
It's one of those things that kind of happened naturally in the evolution of the group. That, you know, when we started this, we weren't making music at all. We were just DJs. You know, we threw this party called the Electric Powwow and aimed it towards our community here in Ottawa. And as that party grew, we really wanted to give something back to our community, who was showing us so much support at this club night. So that's where the idea to start. You know, at the time, dubstep was like the big sound. So like bringing powwow loops into dubstep tracks kind of just came out of that. Like we wanted to give something to our crowd, but also the idea of creating something that was instantly recognizable as being for us, but also create something that the rest of the world could tap into, like at the, you know, the sound of the moment, you know. It was kind of a surprise even. I mean, we weren't even expecting it to work as well as it did, right? Because it was, at the time, we didn't realize we were mixing dance music on top of dance music. Like it just, you know, it was a real kind of aha moment when we threw that first loop on top of a dubstep track and we're like, oh, right, of course this is going to work, you know. And so I think that the natural evolution of it, but also we constantly have layered intent in what we do, you know? And so there's the intent to have something that represents us, that we, you know, that's why we chose to use powwow music, is because it's something that we celebrate across Indian country, right? Like it's something that we can all relate to while also being able to show us in a way that we see ourselves to the rest of the world.
And another thing too is that, you know, me and Bear have been baked into our culture and, you know, around it a lot. And even without even trying, or it's just the way that we're brought up, even when we write melodies, when we think about beats and in that kind of form, when we're in a creation mode, a lot of those melodies come out, a lot of those dance beats or time signatures or whatever you might want to call it, like they just kind of come out naturally. In that process too. Like I once had someone recently just hit me up and was like, hey man, like I could tell that you've, you know, listened to, we have like a social dance called Escanye, and to her just like, I could tell that you listen to it because there's elements in the music that are like that. So it's pretty cool. It's fun like going through this process, because this has been over a decade now, and just kind of like analyzing or just catching what people throw at you you know, like that kind of stuff, and being able to, I guess, recognize or diagnose or know what the source is without, you know, just like it's just fun. realizing these things.
Yeah, and it looks like both of you have a lot of fun, which, again, really comes across in your shows. And speaking of the shows, you have two upcoming here in Alberta, in Calgary and Edmonton, and they're always so much fun. Everybody there can kind of connect in a way that is a little bit different than other shows, which I think is a credit to the both of you. And when it comes to performing, do you approach each city differently depending on the audience, the community? Do you kind of feel it out how it is live? How do you guys approach doing a live show?
I guess, I mean, we have kind of a show that we do. You know, there's a lot of elements to it with the video and the dancers and everything. So everything's very choreographed together to kind of work. But the set is a little bit, I guess, modular, you could say. There's like three different parts to it. Sometimes we mix the parts around. Sometimes we play only certain parts depending on the kind of time we have. But no, I mean, I think there's a feeling out process when we start a show. And, you know, it's like kind of like every time you go through it to see where the audience is at. You know, you were mentioning earlier about what you can feel from the audience, from us. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just as much a part of the show, is that reciprocal exchange of energy that happens, that we're putting that out to all of you in the audience. But it's what you bounce back at us, what you mirror back at us, really is what changes the intensity of the show. You know, the harder the crowd is going, the harder we're going. So if we end up in a spot, you know, where we call it the fishbowl, where, you know, everyone's just looking at you, it's hard to get your energy up because, you know, the crowd isn't giving it back. So yeah, totally. When people are super hype about what we're doing and the crowd is just as excited as we are, then yeah, then those are the best shows always.
We've had some really memorable shows in Calgary and in Edmonton. It's always a really fun place for us to go, for sure.
What are your favorite aspects or moments of performing live?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of ones for me. Like, I really like, we usually bring Creation, who's from Edmonton, and Lunacy, Mischief Raka. She comes sometimes with us, and she's from Calgary. But it's cool when they hit the stage and hype up the crowd and amplify it. There's some like really big moments in the stuff. But I also, my other favorite part is when Bear does this like incredible mix in the show. I kind of just stand back and I just get to watch the crowd and watch Bear work at the same time. It's like a nice little moment for me to just sit back and in awe and remember. You know, because like I joined the group, and remember why I joined the group, because I joined the group like 11 years ago. The group's been going for like 17, 18. So for that one moment, I can like sit back and watch like I was in the crowd before, you know, and it's really cool to watch all of us kind of come together. And it's like it's a nice little moment.
I think my favorite thing in performing is Tim and I have reached a point where we don't really have to communicate much on stage. Like, and there's only two times where you really see, or if you watch closely, you'll notice us kind of communicate on stage, either look at each other or laugh or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it'll be for two reasons. One, I make a mistake, or he makes a mistake. And you know, you got to give that kind of glance and chuckle because it doesn't happen that much. Or we discover something new in the set, and a new chop that Tim will throw in, or a new flair on a mix, and or sometimes we'll both do something new at the same time and find some new playful thing to do in there. And those are kind of the two moments where you can see us like need to look at each other and smile and laugh, and those are my favorite moments.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you are performing in Calgary November the 15th, and then in Edmonton at the Starlight Room on November the 16th. So if you're in any of those cities, make sure you check out the Hallucination. Tim, Bear, thank you so much for this. Really appreciate it, and can't wait to come and check out one of your shows.
Hey, thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah, can't wait to see everybody.